We're just seconds away from reuniting with Laura Kennard of Drake University and the founder of DMBizMixer.com, a portal for business, education, and networking. Hang on, Laura's next. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead Des Moines, coming back to the Des Moines area on Friday, October 12th, with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Cyril. Tickets are available now at live2leaddesmoines.com. Leadership skills for everyone.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, back again with Laura Kennard. We have missed her for the past couple of weeks. Why? Well, because last week was Rosh Hashanah, as you know. The week before that was Labor Day, but we get to welcome her back as we sit at our favorite coffee shop, Grounds for Celebration, in the community of Windsor Heights, talking about stuff going on in the metro when it comes to education and networking for business. Welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, well, I just worked the World Food and Music Festival.
You did.
Tell you, that is becoming bigger and bigger. They do it Friday through Sunday. And, it's, of course, it's in the
Western Gateway Park
downtown. And, you know, just wonderful opportunity to try a lot of different food. And then, of course, I can tell you, Sunday, I had a little bit more time to listen to some of the music, but on Sunday we had Abby Sawyer. She's fantastic. Tina Haas Finley.
Right.
She's did
amazing.
An Aretha Franklin rendition that just, I could hear it all the way echoing through the downtown. It was so fantastic. And then right after that, it was the Brazilian Twins, which are they're super fun. So,
yeah.
So that's just becoming. And Sunday is much more of like a family day. You saw a lot of grandparents,
sure,
and grandkids, and so it was like kind of a different vibe every day. Friday, we had people that were coming down during their lunch hour, you know, from work, and then after work hours. And Saturday was probably young people and staying late. And,
did you,
you know.
Sorry, this was moved from the bridges, mm-hmm, which it had been for a long time because of bridge construction down there, downtown. And it was moved out to the Western Gateway Plaza. Was that a better venue, you think?
I think it is.
I think it is, too.
I think it is, too. And, you know, it's such a pretty area because there's some grassy areas, too. So they were able to set up kind of a second stage and have kind of like a little what they call porch front. So you could, you know, have kind of almost like a little bar. And, you know, it was just really
maybe once that we get the river project downtown done that we were visiting with AARP about last week. Will then be a great place to have something like this. But I think, Western Gateway.
And I was out working with AARP.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I was doing most of the weekend. And so they did a pretty cool booth. And I tell you, people were so open to it. We do a fun game, too. But a lot of people just wanted to stop by and say thank you for doing this because we were trying to get the word out about, you know, voting. Just at midterm elections in general, just, you know, make a plan to vote.
Were you doing any absentee ballot requests at
no,
the same time?
No, I mean, we had a lot of people ask, and you can go to aarp.org/vote, and they have some information about that. The biggest thing was for us just tell people, don't let these obstacles get in your way. If you're going to be out of town and you know it, plan ahead to get an absentee ballot. If you have trouble getting to the poll, reach out to someone that can bring you.
Sure.
Know where your poll location is. Know
right.
when your poll date is so that all of a sudden you don't realize, oh, that was today.
You know,
and
it's
I
astounding.
Make it.
Iowa AARP has 370,000 members.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge number of people. And their consistency in the area of voting is very, 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 very high.
Yeah.
And so,
so it was
you.
Good. And we were reaching out to young people, too. We weren't trying
to
anyone of voting age. We just wanted them to make a plan and become engaged in the voting process.
There you go.
So,
good stuff.
So that's that was this past weekend. I'm still feel like I'm recuperating a little bit from that. But we've got a bunch of stuff coming up. One thing that's really cool this Wednesday that I wanted to mention, we always talk about 1 million cups, but I have a special reason to plug it. I'm involved in the Drake University Student Hatchery Program over the summer, where we have student teams that actually spend the whole summer and get paid to work full-time in their business. And so as part of that program, we tell them that it's essential that they pitch their business at 1 million cups. So we get a hold of Ben McDougall and we get them on the calendar so that they can get real world, real grown-up feedback about their pitch. So this Wednesday at 1 million cups, we have two of my student teams. So they'll be Native Adventures, he's actually the first time we've had a graduate student that's working on the student hatchery program. He's from California, came to Drake to do graduate studies, and he has a Native Adventures, which is a program that is doing utilizing the Native Americans to, number one, to get the youth involved in some adventure outdoor things, and also to potentially do some leadership and do that by hiring Native Americans to do these tours. And you know, the Native American culture has some really interesting leadership and just like quotes and sayings and philosophies that are really cool. So he kind of incorporates that sort of leadership from a Native American perspective into these tours and trainings with youth, and then, like I said, eventually, hopefully, some like corporate leadership stuff that and specifically is surrounding the Native American community. So that's really cool. Native Adventures. He'll talk more about that. And then we have Mock Sports Stats that'll present that same day. And this is a Drake student who has developed an algorithm to be able to identify up and coming players for, not for the major leagues, but for the tertiary baseball leagues.
Sure, AAA
so
clubs.
They can pick, kind of like the big guys do, they can have access to stats that'll help them pick upcoming players. So, and then he's going to be getting into some other sports as well, like I think he's doing some frisbee golf tournament. Anyway, he's just combining his interest and his skill in statistics with being able to help provide information for picking sports teams. So Those two great projects, and those will be at 1 Million Cups. We'd love to have people come out and give them some feedback at the Science Center.
Yep.
That's 8 to 9:30, 8 to 8:30 networking, 8:30 to 9:30 is the presentation. So, so we've got that, and so also we have this Wednesday and Thursday is the Midwest Angel Capital downtown. So this is going to be a group of Midwest Angel Capital investors that, again, are using our downtown and our great convention kind of ecosystem that we're building with new hotels and spaces. And we're really starting to attract some really cool different conventions because, as you know, we had the chamber, the international chamber.
It was an international group. It's the American Chamber of Commerce executives,
yes.
But they were 17 other countries
that picked our downtown area to do that. And so we're also doing this Midwest Angel Capital Investors. So it'll be a couple of days. They actually have some pitches that will go on with some where investors can actually listen to some pitches and actually invest. And then the other thing is just the topic of how do we get more angel investors to invest in projects here in the Midwest, and what does that ecosystem look like as opposed to the traditional, what we always hear, Silicon Valley, you know, kind of stuff. So that's coming up on Wednesday and Thursday, and that's going to be downtown. So it's at the Hilton downtown. So just kind of take a look for that. That's an interest of yours.
I've got one for you on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
That's the Social Media Club of Des Moines.
Oh, yeah. Social Media Club. And, you know, I need to get them back on my radar because I was on that board. And so I'd always know when all the stuff was.
Well,
so
this
I need
is
to get
something
back
on Tuesday morning and afternoon early. It's about a two-hour session about the wave. from football game.
I did. I was reading about that.
So this is something where individuals can go. There's a ticket price. Mm-hmm. And we did have Jesse Brown on the broadcast maybe a week or so ago talking about the wave.
About the wave,
and,
right.
And how social media expanded that. And so that is going to be at the Papa John's Center on Tuesday.
So they'll be talking about the social media
aspect of that
because it just started as a thing organically,
right.
And which was really wonderful, and now it's become an actual organization, and it's going to be, I believe, have fundraising aspects
it has t-shirts and all kinds of things and all the proceeds will be going back to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
And that'll be a wonderful story to hear about how something can be shared through social media and then become a thing, kind of like the ice bucket challenge and all that kind of stuff. So that's great. I will make sure that I add that onto my calendar as well at dmbizmixer.com. And then, of course, we have the Latino Fest. So, you know, we're trying to squeeze in all these festivals here in the last days of summer, you know. So Latino Fest will also be in the Gateway, Western Gateway. So that's going to be on Saturday and Sunday, so you can catch that on those 2 days, and it should be another really nice
some fun
festival.
And networking opportunities at the, you know, and there's a group of individuals. I just posted something yesterday about the Asian Latino Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nonprofit but very active group here about public policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that they'll be there, but they have all kinds of speakers coming. It's just quite an interesting group.
If that's a market that you're trying to reach more, it'd be a really great opportunity to understand more about that market. So, so really great opportunity there. And then just coming up next week, the partnership has the top five, their top five series. So next Wednesday, 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the partnership. If you want to get some help with QuickBooks, you're a small business person and you just need some tips on how to get QuickBooks up and running or use it better, they're going to be doing top five tips for QuickBooks, and that's going to be at the partnership. And then also Thursday, just to get on your radar,
next week
we have an all-day raising capital seminar. So if you, I already mentioned Midwest Angel Capital, which is a little bit more about people that are wanting to do the investing.
Right.
But on the other hand, the other one is about you have an idea or a business and you need to raise capital for it. So that's going to be 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. also at the partnership downtown, raising capital seminars. So, of course, you know, raising capital for your business ideas, one of the biggest challenges. So this would be a good opportunity to get some exposure and get some information about how you can actually raise capital for your new business.
All right. That is Laura Canardo. I have one more.
Oh, yeah.
Just one more. Because we are sitting at Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights, there is going to be a ribbon cutting celebrating the opening of the Sherwood Forest Events Center.
Oh, my goodness.
In Sherwood Forest. It's a gorgeous facility.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, that's going to be on Thursday at 5:30 in the afternoon. And so, yeah, so...
Which is an area that needed, again, mm-hmm. we talk about some of these areas that used to be pretty booming. And is this the one that's right across from the hockey area?
Yeah, that's what Sherwood Forest is. Yeah. And it used to be a cafe, Baker's Cafeteria, I think, or something like that, a long time ago.
Okay.
People who would recognize that name have been around for a long time. But it's been turned into this beautiful events center.
Oh, wow.
I think they're 350-person capacity.
Oh, nice.
It's gorgeous.
As our city grows, we seem to not have enough capacity for these events. So that's great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, education and business networking opportunities with Laura Canard. We will have the link to the DM Biz Mixer up on our radio blog. Laura, good to see you again. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up with Just a Click is a conversation with Matt Swift, who's from Columbus, Georgia, and who came to Des Moines to talk about the largest man-made water adventure in the United States. Why? Well, Des Moines is attempting to create a water adventure on the Des Moines River. And Matt is here to talk about the vision and how it impacted his home of Columbus. Stay with us. It's a great piece.